Hi, John.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Good afternoon. The reason why I'm calling, I was just diagnosed with a two-inch mass in my left lung. They called it a sarcoidosis. I went in because I just thought that I had pulled a chest muscle or something, and I was put on prednisone twice. It didn't work, so the doctor took a chest X-ray and found the mass. It's 6 centimeters. The following day, I had a CAT scan, and then they referred me to a surgeon. I won't be seeing a surgeon for a consultation until the 16th of January, so we don't know whether it's cancerous or not. But I'd like to know, is there anything that I can take naturally that would help either way in the meantime?
Okay, sir. The one thing I do keep recommending to people is when the body's under any kind of a stress, copy what happens in all the animals out there except for humans and apes and monkeys and guinea pigs, which is what makes them such good guinea pigs. Namely, the livers of those animals go into overdrive, making much more vitamin C than they did when the person, when the animal was perfectly healthy. And it doesn't matter what the stress is, whether it's a cancer stress, an emotional stress because the animal got really upset, and by the way, there are experiments that do that, or whether it's a toxin or whatever it is, that animal's liver always makes more vitamin C. Humans are mutants. We are missing the part of the DNA that helps us to make more vitamin C in our systems. So we have to make up for that by doing what Linus Pauling told us and going up to bowel tolerance. Now, that will not cure cancer, but what it will do is it will help your immune system, which got squished with that prednisone. That's what prednisone does, is squish the immune system, and it takes it a while to come back. And the other things that help unsquish from prednisone are vitamin A and zinc, besides vitamin C. And you'll start getting your immune system back a lot quicker if you use some extra of all of those. You might check with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine if you wish. And by the way, if this does get diagnosed as a cancer, we have two experts at Tahoma Clinic, and I'm not one of them, Dr. Davis Lampson, who is a former professor of oncology over at Mass General University, and Dr. John Sherman, who work about half their practices are with people who have cancer diagnosed, and they'll explain, well, here's what all the options are. You could certainly, if surgery will reach it easily, have surgery, and then both of them will tell you, and to help your cancer to keep from recurring, you do this, this, and this. They also know a lot of things that help to prevent adverse effects from normal cancer surgery. I shouldn't say normal, I should say standard of care, quote-unquote, cancer surgery. Some people want to go entirely natural, and they'll help you do that too, but mostly, if one has a cancer, in our free country, we have to leave our free country to another free country, I should say freer country, where entirely natural treatments not only work, but are also allowed, and that doesn't happen in our country, our free country, that is. So anyway, the one option I take right now is unsuppressing your immune system from the prednisone with the vitamin A and the zinc, and add in the vitamin C, because what all the animals do, and then see what happens in January. And if necessary, check with Dr. Sherman or Dr. Lampson. They won't, they'll just tell you what all the options are. They won't say, well, you got to do this or that. They'll just tell you, here's all your options. And if you pick some option for which there may be side effects, then they'll help you with preventing those side effects.
What levels for the vitamin C and the vitamin A and the zinc should I be taking?
Zinc is very safe for men at 30 milligrams a day, 30, and it should be the zinc picolinate, P-I-C-O-L-I-N-A-T-E, because that's best absorbed. In fact, that's the way nature absorbs it, and that's very safe. And if you're going to use it for a period of time, it should have a little tiny bit, like 2 milligrams of copper in it, and there's one company that does have that, and it's in all the natural food stores, it's Home and Dispensary, and your compounding pharmacy. Okay, now that's the zinc, the vitamin A. If you're not going to get pregnant, and us guys are not going to do that, then it's very safe to use 50,000 units of vitamin A a day for quite some period of time, sir. In fact, you could do it indefinitely. It really helps prevent colds and flus, along with vitamin D. And then the vitamin C, your body will tell you. That's that bowel tolerance dose that I talked about earlier. Namely, we do the vitamin C at least twice a day, morning and evening, and if we can, do it in the middle of the day. And we start with perhaps 1 gram at a time, 2 or 3 times a day. We wait 2-3 days. Am I getting any gas or diarrhea? Probably not. We go to 2 grams, wait 2-3 days. Am I getting any gas or diarrhea? Probably not. And you keep escalating until, oops, I'm becoming socially unacceptable here. I better back off. And that's called bowel tolerance. It was a concept developed by Linus Pauling. And it varies from person to person. So the usual variability is between approximately 3 to 4 grams and about 7 to 10 grams, sir, per day total.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I hope it's not a cancer. If it is, check with Dr. Lamson or Dr. Sherman, as well as the conventional medicine doctor.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.